Well, residents in Auckland's City Garden Apartments have been given until Monday to vacate the building after the council issued it with a dangerous building notice. The notice for the 16-storey tower on Albert Street in the central city was issued last week. It's posted to the window at the entrance of the building. Also posted there, a letter to the apartments body corporate from Fire and Emergency dated the 21st of August last year, which outlines a series of major safety concerns it has around the building. Our reporter Lucy Shear is outside the building and joins us now. Kia ora, Lucy.
Kia ora, Ingrid.
What can you see there at the building?
So it looks like business as usual. There is not much action around here. I have, though, spoken to a few residents who feel quite blindsided by this news. One resident told me he'd only just moved in 2 weeks ago and now is expected to move out possibly on Monday.
And these notices, was that the first that they knew about what was wrong with the building?
I spoke to one resident who told me that he's aware that there's been fire inspections happening at the building. He's been told by his property agent. However, he had no idea about the notice to vacate and has only just found out today.
And just from what you can see at the building, I mean, is it an old building or and just purely for residential apartments?
So there's actually quite a big commercial car park, which is it's sort of like the first seven floors of the building. And from up from the car park, that's the residential apartments. It looks fairly normal, but from the council's notice, we know that council has serious concerns about the cladding here, which is a non-fire resistant, according to the council's notice. It's made from polystyrene, which is similar to the cladding that was in the Grenfell Tower, which burnt in 2017.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. That is our reporter, Lucy Shear. She's at a large apartment block building in central Auckland, which the residents there have had to vacate because of concerns around fire safety issues there.